Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. We're all really excited about it over here. It's like,
yeah, we are.
Monday.
Thank God for Monday. So happy to be back.
Just so sick of that weekend.
Yep.
We live for Monday. It's beautiful out right now. It's going to be another hot one. It was just like cloudless, and I was glad when the wind kicked in. I'm like, oh my God, it's a little bit of relief, because yesterday was smoking hot. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. Follow the Johnny Mosley Pod Insta page and catch some workouts. Get your summer bod ready. Everyone's wanting to take their clothes off these days because of the heat.
That's hot.
That is hot, Paris. Thanks for saying so. So, Johnny Mosley Pod, check it out. It could really use some followers, so I'm not going to lie. Love you to watch what's going on there. We're going to start with Josh Duggar's parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nicole's peeps.
I've never seen this show.
They're not my peeps.
But I do hear quite a bit about it.
Yep. They make the rules, they make the papers for all the wrong reasons.
When the charges, I think later that day, on Friday, when they were released, I wasn't surprised. And that's sad.
Well, it's horrible, but nothing about this family could surprise me. When, you know, yes, I admit that I was surprised when I found out he molested four of his sisters and some one of their friends or something. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was surprised by that. After that, what else could, what can surprise you?
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if they're going to interview his kids.
Probably someday. I'm sure someone in that family is going to write a book at some point.
Yeah.
Like the reality behind the net. This is a family who did a show called 19 and Counting. It might have even been 18 and Counting or 17 and Counting when they started. They just kept on adding kids to
the that's exactly
mix.
What happened.
And the parents are Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar. They issued a little statement saying, the accusations brought against Joshua today are very serious. Wow, look at them knowing what's going on. He was charged with receipt and possession of child pornography on Friday. He did plead not guilty to both. Jim, Bob, and Michelle went on to say, it's our prayer that the truth, no matter what it is, will come to light. I don't know where they're from. Do they have a southern accent? This will be resolved in a timely manner. We love Josh and Anna. Continue to pray for their family. Josh made headlines in 2015 when it was revealed that he had molested five girls in the early 2000s, four of them his own sisters. The family handled the situation privately at the time. He was never charged for any of these. Looks like they've been trying to find a way, and he's given them one. Let's find a way to charge this guy. Oh, look, child porn. We can do that. Let's do that.
Get him.
So first in 2015... it comes out that he molested five girls. Later in 2015, he said, oh, and by the way, I've been cheating on my wife, Anna, and I've got a porn addiction. Anna, she must be thrilled. She's pregnant with their seventh kid.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yikes. It's a lot of children.
All the kids are M's.
Family?
Mackenzie, Michael, Marcus, Meredith, Mason, and Mariola.
Mariola?
Mariella.
Oh, Mariella.
Mariella.
Like Mariola, that sounds
I didn't know that.
Some kind of margarine or something. Maybe margarines, but they're saving that for the seventh kid.
It's not butter, it's Mariola.
Yeah, see? That would work, wouldn't it? So Josh Duggar's parents want the truth to come out no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
Mm-mm, they do not.
Oh, it's got to be every parent's nightmare. Like, absolutely nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're... I don't even know what to say about it. The kid's a rapist.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm sorry, he's not a kid either. And I
no.
know that I use that as slang often, but in this case, I guess it's best that I step back and say, there's a grown man looking at kiddie porn. That's yeah. a problem, everybody.
He's got a history of mishandling the girls around him. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you said it last week. Great, big families can be great. Absolutely great. I know these people with five. I tell this story all the time. Five kids, best behaved, organized a game together in my backyard, and they were just delightful. I thought, now there is a large family that's working out. You get to 19 kids, 20 kids, they're getting away from you a little bit. Mm-hmm. You can't keep your eyes on everything, and I can't wait for, is it Jill? Is she the one who escaped?
Yeah.
She's got to write a book. Write a book. Although I won't read it because I don't want to be depressed. That sounds just awful.
Except you watched Handmaid's Tale. You do want to be depressed.
That's pretend. And all plus right. it shows me how great my life is. This is like reality where like children were involved.
Well, all the sisters and their husbands are coming out saying like, we don't condone this and it's not our Christian way. So we
oh, good for
we,
them. That's
we support
great.
The law sure. to handle this appropriately. Right. Stuff like that.
We're writing this brother off. You can't win them all. You know, you get 19 of them. One of them's going to cure cancer. One of them's into child porn. You know, what are you going to do? Elon.
Looks like oh. she already wrote a book.
Oh, fantastic.
But it's actually not about that. It's about relationships and
oh
stuff
my
like
God,
that. So.
Please.
What does she know?
I don't know.
Well, don't bang your brother. That's rule number one. Hilarious incest jokes. Oh, oh boy. Happy Monday, everyone. Just, I feel like. You could be glad that's not your family.
Hey, I'll tell you something. Back to Handmaids for a second.
Yeah.
I don't know if you... Did you watch? No?
No. Yes? No, not yet.
All right. At our Friday night party, as we were discussing some things, TV and whatnot, and our friends watched Ted Lasso, and they were like all frothy about it, which is
oh,
nice
they finally watched it. Oh, good.
They did, and they were like, oh, yeah, we loved it. And we were like, yay, July, everyone. July. The next Ted Lasso.
I know.
But they
so
got
funny.
Onto Handmaid's Tale, and I guess I fell off at the bleakest point
yeah.
in Handmaid's Tale because the missus was like, oh, by some season, I'm not sure which, it's full woman power. Like, she's coming back, and she's taking over, and she's... Yeah. And I was like...
She's sort of the spearhead to undo what's happening there.
Yeah, so I didn't
It's still
realize.
Pretty bleak, though, Vin. There's still some really bad stuff that happens.
Oh,
but
okay.
It wouldn't be The Handmaid's Tale without that, right?
Well, I don't know, but I didn't realize that she's a hero and working her way out of this dilemma they're all in, because it looks
The third
hopeless.
Season's a little weird. I'm not sure when she goes to live with the... I can't think of the guy. Bradley Whitford? Is that...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not.
He's an actor.
Near
he
there.
Played Josh Lyman in the West Wing.
Oh no, I know who he is. I just don't yeah. know his character in the show.
Well, he was one of the architects of this whole new world, Gilead, and he's having some second thoughts on it.
Oh.
His wife is crazy, and she goes to stay with him. She becomes his handmaid, and so things are not required of her at this point, and she's figuring out ways to organize. Like it's really. It's,
I saw some of that part. That's right. Doesn't he have a Tesla in there in that movie?
Yeah, he might have a Tesla.
So?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is obviously Teslas have been invented in this world.
Right.
You know, Elon's still out there making money. And speaking of Elon, that's where we're going next.
Uh-huh.
Elon got roasted after trying to float some sketch ideas for his forthcoming SNL stint. That's this weekend, you guys, he's going to host. Elon.
Oh, that
is,
was it last weekend?
No. It's this coming weekend, the 8th.
Oh,
they did
I
a
thought
repeat
it had already
last,
happened.
No. They reran something. I can't even remember what it was.
I saw a headline that said the not ready for prime time players, if they're still called that. I don't know. But the headline was they don't have to be on this episode with Elon Musk if they don't want.
Is that so?
And I thought, so they're letting... So why would someone say... I mean, I could actually see why someone might say... I don't want to work with him. He's a CEO of multiple companies. He's not artistic. He's not trained. He's not. Why do I want to be in an episode or a skit with him? Are we just doing bits to see how bad he is? Is that the joke?
Right. Like, well, some of them are mad because they want, you know, they say this guy could solve all these problems with all his money. But my argument is always, do people should be allowed to do what they want with their money?
That's what the players are mad about?
One of them posted something like, you know what, I don't have it right in front of me. It was like 80 Bryant, I think, posted something up about how instead of, because he posted about, we're about to find out how live SNL really is or something, something like that. And she had written something like, you know, maybe instead of hosting the show, you should be solving children's hunger problems, or I can't remember exactly what she wrote. So anyway, not everyone was thrilled.
I was guessing at the, I only read the headline. I thought it would be more, you know, artistically related, but go on.
Well, that's possible for some of them. Another kid on the cast wrote something like, what the F does that even mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think? You're funny?
But these people who wrote stuff about Elon aren't even that popular. That I don't recognize the names.
Oh, I watch it all the time, so I recognize them both. Elon is hosting this coming weekend, and the only people who seem happy about it are Elon and Grimes.
Well, that's exciting, though.
Are they married?
I don't think so.
They call her his wife in this, but I'm thinking they have that wrong. Anyway, he has been writing some stuff. He says, throwing out some skit ideas for SNL. What should I do? And then he types in, Baby Shark and Shark Tank merge to form Baby Shark Tank. And then he says, Irony Man defeats villains using the power of irony. Woke James Bond. And then somebody writes to him on, because of course, now people are going to tell him their ideas. How about a skit where a selfish billionaire has a tantrum and makes a showy to-do about moving his factory to another state, but that new state is so dysfunctional it has a third world power grid and runs out of electricity to run his factories and cars. That'd be hilarious. Then this other guy says, you should walk on stage and share some of your early COVID takes. Those are hilarious.
Oh.
And another one says, how about something where the comedians have to save the world because the engineers are all busy trying to be comedians?
That's
okay. And it goes on and on. Pay your taxes. Come up with a business model that doesn't require union busting. Eat poop and die. Show us your bleep. I mean, all kinds of stuff. It's
when they say really, show us your, are they talking about up here or down here?
The one, show us your. People have some great ideas. Anyway, we'll see how it goes this weekend.
You mean did you sign? Oh, show us your the middle of your butt.
Show us
okay.
your ahole.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, that sound. Isn't the sound for wiener, that's the sound for butt.
No, not that. Okay. They don't want to see that. Nobody really wants to see that. It's weird. A lot of guys didn't get that memo. But anyway.
Nicole smiled. She wants to see his wiener.
No, I'm good.
Yes,
you don't?
No.
Oh, I look. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we'll look, right, Nikki? But we don't want to. Yeah. We're like not on a hunt for it.
No, I'm not on a hunt for it. But if it's there, I'd be like, oh.
Later today, Nikki, you want to go on a wiener hunt? See if we can see some wiener?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, great.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen one of those where you were like, I love it. I really got to have that today. That one right there.
No. Like, no. I don't know. No. No. No.
I don't know.
Sarah?
Maybe. No, no.
I don't think that's the first thing that goes through a girl's mind.
Yeah.
Because it's just there. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, there's that. He's got
so
one.
So are your
just
boobs,
like all the
but
other
I absolutely, you know, the yeah. with, when it comes to women, you're like, yeah. Everything
and there it is in a nutshell, everything that's different about men and women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awful.
Like you see it, you might just like take a look and consider it, you know, that kind of, you're like, ooh, look at that. Oh, wow, that's, well, that does this. Or
mushrooms.
Yeah.
No.
But for guys, bad. they go like all cartoon, like,
you know, right. That's what I'm saying.
Their tongue lolls out of their mouth, and it's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Your mouth starts to salivate. I will say that Elon Musk is like one of the biggest celebrities in the world, you know? Like,
yeah, he is good.
He's bigger than most of these people on
Total Dark. I can't wait to see him. I can't wait. I'm actually really, this is the first one I've really looked forward to in quite some time. Like, oh, let's see how that goes for him.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's unfortunate that for people who work there and this is their art form and it's their craft, they find themselves, now the show is about what kind of train wreck will Elon be?
Well, look, I think it's on them to make it not a train wreck. Like, how talented at improv are you? How... Mm-hmm. Well, can you write, how can you hold this person up? He's guest hosting. If you're not going to just boycott the show completely, I don't know, because you're mad he's rich. I don't, you know.
I'm going to watch it because I think it's going to be awkward.
Oh, yeah. So it will be.
Yeah,
sure. Or maybe, look, he might blow our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might.
What can't this guy do? He can't do this, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure he can't do this.
But I don't know, you know. I mean, why not try it? Go out on a limb, SNL cast. I don't know, whining about it, it just doesn't seem like the right move, but what do I know? Okay, Netflix, let's talk about this. I think this is a good idea. I know that my family would never use this because for some reason, everything that we finally decide on TV has to be a fight and there has to be research and there has to be the certain amount of ratings on Rotten Tomatoes and it's a whole thing. I just sit on the couch and read my book while they figure out what we're going to watch. Because I give up. I totally give up. I hate it. It's the most boring part of watching TV is the hour it takes to figure out what we're watching on
TV.
You're
such a control freak, though, that I have trouble believing that you just sit there and
believe
wait.
Believe it. I do. Because I make my suggestion. I go, oh, what about this? And then that gets shot down immediately. And I don't have any other suggestions because I'm not going to sit there and read my phone about what I should be watching. And I let them figure it out and I'll watch whatever they say. Well, we always give things. You give it 10 minutes. And if everyone's not in, then we go through the whole process again. Streaming television is, they call it decision fatigue. It's just because it's endless and there's so many choices and no one can decide. So they're saying that they're going to put this new feature out there. And I guess is it called beta testing when they've put it out and so some people have this already. It takes the guesswork out of figuring out what to watch. It's called Play Something. Which I have chanted in my head, just play something, just play something, play something, just play something. That's the name of the feature. You will be able to select that and it will randomly start playing a show or movie, bypassing the human decision-making process altogether. There's also a channel surfing component designed to mimic the traditional network or cable experience, as in I'm going to flip through the shows. It'll just start playing a random piece of a show. You can also click find me something else. Like from play something to something else. And that'll spin the wheel and land you on a new TV show. And then while it's loading, there'll be a brief explanation of the reason you might like it. For instance, if Star Trek Voyager loads, Netflix explains it picks this because it's similar to other space shows that you might have previously streamed. It's not live on every TV yet. And they're actually saying you might need to update your application on your TV. I'm not sure if those things automatically go. But you can find the function in three places. Under your profile name when you open it, the 10th row on your Netflix homepage, and the navigation menu on the left side of the screen. Is that something you would use?
Not me. No, I don't have this. I don't have the same dilemma to find shows that you guys do. But I also will go. We have three TVs in the house. If the kids want to watch Raya for the millionth time, I can get up and go watch something else. It's not even an issue for me.
Brent, I can picture you using this feature.
Yeah, here and there, but you know, right now TV time is hard to come by.
Yeah,
right.
So I have things I want to watch. I want to get to.
Right. Like if I don't have something driving me to it, why would I even watch? Except that I do. Like when I'm home with my family, I'm like, all right, what are we going to watch? Oh God, why did I just ask that question? Oh God, why didn't I?
Well, yeah, you guys are living a totally different, like it's happening all over the world. Not even just America. Like we're all living different realities. So I'm trapped at home with little kids. So the TV is a totally different thing than you're dealing with, which is, and frankly, I'm surprised that even your older boys aren't like, I can go watch in my room. Bye.
Well, the one does. He's got his whole own thing going on. But the older one, we love to watch shows together. So we want to find something that we all enjoy and we can all talk about. And we'll sit out on the back porch discussing it. And it's nice to have that to look forward to, too. If you find something that has a lot of episodes, it's ongoing. It's fantastic. It's just that once that show's over, now you got to find another show. And that sucks. That sucks. So play something. Which I feel like, okay, at least something's playing. I'll watch that. Sure. And then maybe I'll get hooked into it. I might try that. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, the people are all going back to work. Now they got to buy some clothes.
Ooh. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.